For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
But there are no Oompa Loompas in the studio.
We were both at Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the very beginning of the national tour, starting at Shea's Buffalo.
Exciting.
It is. It was interesting to see the difference between Broadway and the touring production, some changes in design, which I thought were fun. And boy, the boy we saw in the title role, Henry Bossart, remarkable, really a very appealing child. The other children in the show are played by adults who are also... It just tickles me as they bump off one kid after another. Just this very dark humor from the Roald Dahl story, which is comically dark and great, great fun.
And I just love the little facial expressions on star Noah Weisberg's face. He plays Willy Wonka. When people would say, but what about those children? He would, well, what about them?
What about them? And that is there through Saturday, not Sunday this time, but through Saturday. So if you want to catch up with Willy Wonka before it moves to another village, this is your opportunity. And the show reminded me, with the theme of golden tickets, I think that Shays has released the plan for how you can qualify for a golden ticket to see Hamilton.
Indeed. They have. Just this week, Shays and Albert Nocciolino and the producer have decided to work with something called Ticketmaster Verified Fan. And so what you have to do, starting on September 26th all the way through October 2nd, is go to Ticketmaster and register as a verified fan.
Which qualifies you for a chance to maybe win the chance to maybe buy a ticket.
Yeah, it's kind of like you have to pre-qualify to buy a chocolate bar.
Right.
And then it may have the golden ticket in it.
Yes, the tickets are that hot.
So anyway, we'll put this on our website, but the idea is to visit hamiltonbuff.tmverifiedfan.com to register. Good luck.
I'm in touch with some kid in Iowa named TV who's going to try to hack into the system for me.
Oh, hadn't you heard? I'm so sorry. Got over to Theater of Youth for their new incarnation of Pinkalicious the Musical, and talk about a great set and a whole lot of fun and swirling action. It was just a hoot from start to finish. Sabrina Kawadi plays Pinkalicious, but she's backed up by a great cast. And there was this one stunt I just loved. Pinkalicious is in her kitchen talking on the phone with one of her best friends, who you see over on stage left. And whenever the friend is talking, all you hear is, which is what you overhear when other people are on phones.
Right.
What did she say?
What did she say?
Very, very, very cute. Pinkalicious, the musical. And may I make a plug? It is not just for girls. So take the whole family.
All right. I got over to Pearlie at the Paul Robeson Theater. Charming musical from the early 70s about Pearlie Victorious, based on the play Pearlie Victorious. A man who has come through many incarnations trying to save the town from the horrible plantation owner who finally has the courtesy to die. The Paul Robeson Theater is located at the African American Cultural Center, so it has kind of a community mission. They do professional work, but they also need to cultivate the talent, and this seems to be a building production, but you could see exactly why each person is cast. Each individual person in the cast has some special quality that makes this a very appealing show with an uplifting message.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the mission of the African American Cultural Center, along with the Paul Robeson, as to developing talent, because it has occurred to some that there is a shortage of African American talent being developed here in Buffalo.
Well, it's gotten so there's a bit of a challenge to cast, and I think that it's also a change in the repertoire. It used to be that to work at one of the other theaters outside of the Robeson or Ujima, that you know you could be Mrs. Cratchit at Christmas time in A Christmas Carol, but not a lot else out there. But the new wave of playwriting requires much more diverse casts. So yes, it's a very important part of the Robeson mission, or every college in the region also, to provide this talent. It's out there. It just is a question of getting people on track and connecting people with opportunities.
And you are well-traveled, Mr. Chase. You went out to Bobby J's Italian American Grill for Desiderio's Dinner Theater, Social Security.
Social Security, with an intimate yet raucous audience, loving it. It's one of those hokey Broadway comedies from an earlier era. Last time I saw it, actually, Tammy Grimes played the grandmother. Miscast, but adorable. A role this time taken by Eileen Dugan. A brilliant scenery-chewing character turn. We do not do subtlety in dinner theater. And this crew embraces it fully with requisite nips and tucks for a script that cannot be sustained today, but just hilarious and expertly performed. A comedy of that vintage where you're just supposed to go and have dinner and kick back and laugh and laugh and laugh. And so we did. In addition to Eileen Dugan, it's Lisa Hinka, Larry Smith, Mark John Philippone, Marco Davis, and Lawrence Roswell, each of whom is Shameless.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.